latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle headlines. And Rafa Benitez claims he has been frustrated this summer by what he describes as the crazy transfer market. So far, Newcastle have struggled to add to their squad, with the only significant signings being Chelsea winger Christine Atsu and Eibar defender Florian Lowin. Owner Mike Ashley stated earlier this summer that the club would put every penny the club generates from their promotion to the Premier League into strengthening their squad. But the Magpies have been frustrated in their attempts to make those signings. And speaking about the market, Benitez said, "It's not easy for a lot of teams because the market is a little bit crazy. We have to try to do our best. The top sides have a lot of money, the other teams are spending too, but we will see what we can do." Meanwhile, Newcastle United are reportedly closing in on the signing of Norwich City forward Jacob Murphy. The Magpies are said to have lodged an £8 million offer for the England under 21 international, and that has reportedly been accepted by the Canaries. At 22 years of age, the forward is one of the most highly rated players at Carrow Road, and Newcastle have been impressed by what they saw last term. Murphy scored in both matches against United, and Benitez is eager to wrap up a deal for the Englishman, who is also said to be attracting interest from a couple of unnamed Premier League clubs. And finally now, Newcastle striker Daryl Murphy is being linked with a move to Sunderland, along with a number of fellow Championship sides. Murphy helped Newcastle gain promotion last season with his 6 goals, but the club is set to sell him as they prepare for their return to the Premier League. Murphy is a sought-after striker due to his great Championship goal-scoring record, so there's no reason why Sunderland won't be interested as they try and get back to the Premier League at the first time of asking. With the departure of Jermaine Defoe to Bournemouth, the Black Cats are in the market to sign a new striker, and Murphy is on their list, but it may not happen unless it's a short-term deal as they are low on funds.